This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week on Rock Power Radio, we're continuing to talk about who you are. That's kind of a funny title, isn't it? Who you are. Well, we're not talking about who you are in your family, who you are in your community. We're not talking about who you are in the workplace. We're not talking about who you are as far as citizenship or political party or family, other than the family of God. We're talking about who you are in Christ. Do you know, it's vitally important to know who you are, because there's something about knowing who you are that equates what you do. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you don't think about who you are in Christ, then you probably will never live up to your potential. And it doesn't matter if you live up to your earthly potential. If you live up to your potential at your job, we're talking about eternity. We're talking about what you do on this earth will reflect upon you for eternity as far as rewards in heaven. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and those rewards are not just limited to earth, they're also in heaven. God is a rewarder. Well, God expects us to seek those rewards. God wants to reward us. He said he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So he must expect us, he must want us, he must desire that we seek him. You know, Jesus said he desires those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. It's so important that we set our affections on things above, as the Bible says. You know, there's a lot of lies of the devil that we've all heard. One is, he's so heavenly minded, he's no earthly good. Well, that's a lie from the pit of hell, because there's never been anybody too heavenly minded to be any earthly good. There's people who've been nuts and flakes, but that's not being heavenly minded. There's people who thought more highly of themselves than they ought. There's people who strutted around in funny little costumes and thought they were somebody, but that's not being heavenly minded. That's being earthly minded and calling it heavenly minded. That's being deceived in your own mind. And the Bible says in the last days, men will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Well, we need to get our information from the Bible, and God has a job for us to do. And the closer we get to the last days, it's more and more important that we do that job. And that job is to be Christ's body on this earth, to be Christ's witness, to be his arms and his legs. The arms and legs are on the body. We are the body of Christ. So many people have never even heard the expression in Christ. But it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. We are in Christ. We were recreated in Christ for good works. It's vital that we know who we are, and because of who we are, then we can do through his strength, through his leading, through his power, we can do those works that he's ordained for us to do. So this week we're going to talk about who we are in Christ. Well, let's open our Bibles this morning. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you that this word is true, that it's life, that it's light, and that you and it are one, that Jesus is the word. And so, Father, we approach this word as we would approach you humbly. in faith. Father, we thank you that your word is truth and pure and right, and that you watch over it to perform it. So, Father, unveil it to us this morning in Jesus' holy, precious name. Can you say amen? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 says, "We also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well," or you would do well, we could say, "to take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the day star arises in your heart." In other words, it's a light in this dark world. Amen. It's a lamp unto our feet. And if you don't want to stumble, you want to walk on the right path, you know, there's many turns. You need a light to take the right one. So, say this with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. And God will do what it says He'll do. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we've been talking about what the Bible says we are, and we've talked about the fact that Jesus constantly confessed who He was. He said things like, "I'm the light of the world, I'm the bread of life, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, I'm the beginning and the end." He said why He came. He came to undo the works of the devil. And we need to do the same thing that He did, and that is find out in the Bible who we are and begin to confess it, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. The laws of confession in the Bible, Mark 11:23 says, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain," or unto anything else, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." What we say is important. James talks about the fact that our tongue is the rudder of our life, the rudder of our ship. Romans chapter 10 says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto." And we know from Mark it's unto whatever. Philemon says, Paul's praying that the sharing of our faith would become effective or active or operative by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in us. So most Christians have never dared to believe what the Bible says about them. They read it and they acknowledge it. They give it mental assent, and they would never say it isn't so. But for the most part, it isn't so in their life. It isn't so in their life for the same reason people can read about salvation and never get saved. The Bible says that confession brings possession. It doesn't say it in those words, but that's the meaning. That's the way the Bible works. God told Joshua, he said, "The book of this law shall not depart out of your mouth." Out of your mouth. How many people put the Word of God in their mouth? "But the book of this law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night." So meditation is not merely mental. Why would he want him to do that? Why would God tell Joshua to do that? He said that you may observe to do it. To do all that is according what is written therein, because we know that our minds need to be renewed so that we can be doers of the word, not hearers only. He said, "For then you shall make your way prosperous," or push forward, "and then you shall have good success." He was giving him instructions about possessing the promised land, or we could say the promises of God. He said, you have to meditate in the Word of God. 9 times David wrote a song, or a line in a song, in 9 different songs, that said, "I will," something like this, "I will meditate in thy precepts." He said, I'll rise at midnight. I'll stay up all night and meditate in your word.
I will meditate. 9 different times he said that. Paul told Timothy, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given to thee by prophecy and by the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that thy profiting or thy progress, your advancement, may appear to all. He also told him to stir up the gift that's in him. Well, the Bible says that we all have a gift. We all have an anointing. We all have the Holy Spirit. But we need to stir that gift up. We need to meditate upon these things. You know, Brother Randy Greer spoke at his meeting in Florida in January, and he said by the Spirit of God that 2015 would be known as a year of explosive growth in the area of developing your life. And he spoke about then along those lines, he said, don't miss the day of your visitation like the Jews did. They missed the day of their visitation. And you see, it's been a long time for another day of visitation. If you miss the day of visitation, then he talked about the fact that Brother Hagin, the Lord told Brother Hagin that in the last days, many would turn away from following him as they ought.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. Our desire is to do the will of God and to help the body of Christ mature. Our healing school is Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We just run 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We don't have any music. We just tell you what the Bible says about healing so that you will have faith to be healed. You see, you were never saved until you had faith to be saved, and you never had faith to be saved until you heard. Well, you will not be healed until you have faith to be healed, and you will not have faith to be healed until you hear. So Thursday nights at 7 p.m., you will not be sorry, and you will find out that God wants to heal you. Also, let me announce that coming up in May 3, 4, and 5, Brother Randy Greer will be here. Many of you have come out in the past when he's been here, and he is a man of God and that loves people and takes a bold stand for God. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can check us out online, learn more about us. You can also email us from that website. If you'd like to come visit us sometime, we're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. That's on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. We're not a big church. You won't get lost here. You won't be a number here. And you're welcome to come anytime. So God bless you, and thank you for being interested in the things of God.